Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Thousands of people have evacuated homes on the New South Wales mid-north coast and in Sydney's west as heavy rain continues. The State Emergency Service says the severe weather is not slowing down and already saturated areas are at risk of flash flooding. Some New South Wales towns have lost access to power and water. Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says it's fortunate no one has lost their life because crews have already done many rescues.
This is a very dangerous situation and it shouldn't be a she'll be right sort of attitude to this. We've all got a responsibility to play in this, not just emergency service personnel, but each and every one of us. You should have a plan.
Australia's medical officials say 6 million people will now be eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, but many clinics won't be open. The next phase of Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout starts today, but heavy rain and flooding is disrupting the process. Some older Indigenous Australians and people with a medical condition are part of Phase 1B of the program. European health officials are working to address a shortage of hospital beds as the number of coronavirus patients in need of intensive care rises in Eastern Europe. Romania has recorded its highest number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care since the coronavirus pandemic started. But the Romanian government doesn't want another national lockdown. Turkey is also experiencing an increase of infections. COVID-19 cases are up 41% in Istanbul since last week. More than half of the United Kingdom's adult population has had at least one coronavirus vaccine dose. UK authorities have set a daily record for injections. Gert Randauer from the University of Bedfordshire is a professor of diversity in public health. He was at a vaccination clinic for Sikhs where shots were administered alongside prayers.
And what better selfless service than opening up a pop-up clinic that reaches out to anybody of any religion? So today we've got people from the Muslim faith, the Christian faith, Sikhs, all coming in to be vaccinated.
Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock says it's been a big team effort, with the rollout being the fastest for any major economy. The lower house of federal parliament is considering whether to support a royal commission into the suicides of defence personnel and veterans. Last week, coalition senators voted with the Greens, Independents and Labor to establish a royal commission. The federal government is hoping the lower house will overturn the motion from the Senate to hold the inquiry. It wants to develop a national veterans suicide prevention commission. Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says the government needs to listen to the families of ex-servicemen and women who have lost loved ones.
It's only the executive that can actually call a royal commission. You can have all the motions in the world. It's the executive that will call a royal commission or otherwise. And I don't want to provoke the executive and make it sort of a challenge that they believe that they're not running the show. I know how politics works.
And in football, Leicester is entering its first FA Cup final in almost 40 years after pulling off a win against Manchester United. It was Leicester's second win over United in more than two decades. The Europa League is now United's only likely chance of a trophy this season, with Manchester City unlikely to be caught in the Premier League. Chelsea beat Sheffield United 2-0 in their quarter-final on Sunday, and now they will try to disrupt Manchester City's bid. The semi-finals will be held at Wembley in April. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.